If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews this morning, Hebrews chapter 9. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 24. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 24. The Bible says, "For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as a high priest, entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed to men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." I'd like to preach just a few minutes today, if God will be my help, on the three manifestations of Christ. As we see Christ, he's manifest in here in the Word of God. We love the manifestation of Christ when he shows us to him, or shows himself to us. Amen. And we get to see him and see how real he is, how good he is to us, and the help that he has. And I want to look at this in the three phases this morning, if I can, if the Lord will be our help. I want to look at the manifestation of the Lord in the past, in the present, and in the future. We have that right here in the text, in the Word of God. He manifests himself in all three references here in his Word. We see him here in the past, and that he came to earth. Amen. Verse 26, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as he appeared in the end of the world. You say, well, why they call it end of the world? Because we're at the end of this thing, youngins. If you haven't been told, if you don't know it yet, we're living in those last dispensation days, the dispensation of grace. Before Jesus steps out, Brother Larry, and he comes again. He comes to get us and take us out of here, be with him where he is. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to my soul as I begin to see these things play out. I was preaching a declaration here yesterday evening, and I think I was thinking about this, and I told him about this. I said, we're living in a day in our church that the church is getting to see the dispensation of grace, the last day dispensation of grace, play it out before eyes. We're seeing the book of Ezekiel 36, 37, 38, those things that Ezekiel said would be happening in the last days before the Lord comes back. We're seeing it playing out before my eyes and yours today. We're seeing God Almighty getting ready for something big to take place. Amen? And he's allowed us to be partakers in it as he manifests himself to us in these last days as he lived. Amen? We realize he manifests himself. He appeared to us, and he appears to us again and again in his precious word of truth. Not only did it manifest itself to the end of the world in his appearing, but it was a bodily appearance. In John chapter 1, verse 14, and said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. Praise God, we got to see Jesus. People have seen him with their eyes. They've seen the Lord Jesus Christ as he was manifest in the flesh. He walked on this earth. Amen. A lot of people today are questioning whether Jesus is really the Christ. If he's really the one, the Jews are still looking for the Messiah. But I want to say he came, praise God. He was manifest, born of a virgin, manifest in the flesh, grew up as a man, praise God, 100% man and 100% God, presented himself to the world, and said, I am the King of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to say he's still that King of glory. Hey, praise God, today he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I. So we see it manifest in the Scriptures. He dwelled among us, and he came for a purpose. What did he come for? The Bible tells us in verse 26 that he came to put away sin. Amen. So why did Jesus come? He had a purpose. He didn't just come to, he just didn't come to be coming. He had a purpose, and that purpose was to put away sin. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you, but I got to thinking about that yesterday when it said that Jesus came to put away sin. Now, my wife, we'd been on vacation, we'd been revival, so we'd been tied up for the last few weeks. And my wife with us sorting out stuff and doing her spring cleaning yesterday. Amen. She began to put stuff away. You know what that means? To put away, it means to get rid of it out of your sight. That's what she done. She said, there's some time to clean house. She said, there's some things that's got to go. She said, there's some things. She's locked up, packed up, boxed up, and taken. She said, these, all this stuff is going to Goodwill. Said, we haven't used it since last year. We don't need it. So she packed it up. And God said, he said, what I want to do, he said, I want to pack up the sin and the iniquity and transgressions in her life. He said, I want to put it away out of my sight. That's what Jesus came for. I praise God to bear the sins of you and I, to take our sins and put it out of her sight. Amen. Amen. The Hebrew writer here says, hey, listen, Jesus came and he could pack it up, amen, and put it away, to put away sin, to get it out of his sight. He said, I don't want to look at it no more. Amen. Now you say, preacher, you mean he don't want to look at us? No, he don't want to look at sin. He wants sin to be gone. Amen. Wants it to be something that used to be. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad that sin used to be. It used to be things I did. Amen. But there's a whole lot of things I don't do no more. Because God brought it to my attention, praise God. He said, hey, I'd like to put that away for you. And I said, Lord, it's yours. Amen. Amen. To do with, praise God, as you see fit. Amen. What he did, he took that away from me. Took it out of what? I'd have no desire for it, no longing for it. I realize there's no need for it. And God Almighty took it and he put it out, put it away. Amen. Amen. Said he put away my sin. Got it out of sight. Amen. So he had a purpose. Not only did he have a purpose, but he had a plan. To put away sin by the sacrifice of another. No, it was by the sacrifice of himself. His plan was to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So he became that living sacrifice that would take our sin upon himself. How many people in this world would you take their sin upon yourself? Amen. Now we're not, there's none of us that's sinless. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Everybody sitting in here today, sinners. Amen. There's none of us perfect. There's none of us complete. We're all immature Christ. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And but even in our state of sinfulness, we still wouldn't want to take somebody else's sin upon us. Right? But Jesus became sin. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I, so praise God, so that we could be set free. That means, praise God, he said, I want to come and I want to take your sin. I want to put it away out of my sight. Amen. I'm talking about the manifestation, Lord, when he came, praise God. In the past, he came, he did that for me and you. Praise God. We just need to accept that, to receive that, to rejoice in what God has already done for us. Putting it in the past. Amen. What did he do when cross Calvary? He finished that work. A conclusive work was finished on the cross of Calvary when he said at the end, he said, it is finished. Amen. Amen. He said, I took sin upon myself. I became sin for you, praise God, so that you can be sinless. Amen. Amen. Praise the God. So that your sin not be accounted against you, praise God, no more. And ain't you thank God that he sent you the Holy Spirit of God that lives inside you, that points you the direction you need to go, so he keep you from sin. Amen. We just need to listen to him a little bit more. Yep. Hello? Yep. Amen. We know, hey, even the little kids in Sunday school class know where they mess up. Yep. They tell you they know what they're doing wrong. We just need the help from the Lord to do right. Yep. Amen. We just need that little nudge, that little push in the right direction to show us where we need to be. Because we know, amen, we know, and the Lord's helping us, he's guiding us, he's showing us all those things that we need to be for his glory. So we can keep lifting up the name of Christ. A conclusive word. He said, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, verse 28. He was offered one time. You mean Christ don't have to be offered again and again and again? No, he's offered one time for sin. Amen. Hey, why? Because he was a perfect sacrifice. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He was that perfect sacrifice that could take upon himself the sin. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I. What a Savior. A manifestation in the past. What Jesus Christ did for you and I. Amen. Amen. Boy, that right there is enough. We're going to be able to shout our shoes off. Amen. Praise God. And our socks too. Just thanking God for what He's doing. Amen. What He's already done in the past. The work that He accomplished on Calvary. Amen. The work that He accomplished here on earth. The walk that He had. The talk that He had. The life that He lived for you and I. He lived that way on purpose as an example to us. He was a perfect example of what we can be. You say, well, preacher, I just can't do it. No, you can't. You can't. None of us can. Amen. But Jesus Christ already did. He finished that work, Brother Lynn. He put our name on the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, praise God, you put your faith, you trust in me. I'll live the life in you, praise the Lord. And one day I'll be able to present you to myself without spot or blemish. You'll be clean, you'll be pure, you'll be justified before a holy God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for that glorious day of His appearing when I can thank Him for manifesting Himself to me in the past. The Hebrew writer here says He manifests Himself in the present, in the past, but He also manifests Himself in the present. Amen. The Bible tells us here that He went to heaven. Now, where is Jesus today? He's in heaven. Amen. He said, for Christ is entered into heaven itself. He tells us in verse 24. That Christ is entered into heaven itself. Not in a form of heaven, not in a place, but in heaven itself. That's where Jesus is today.
Amen.
He's sitting there at the right hand of the Father, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Because he was glorified by the Father in His death, His burial, and His resurrection, praise God. He died perfect. He lived perfect. He lived perfect. He died perfect. And He got up perfect.
Amen.
Amen. And He's still perfect today. Perfect in His essence, perfect in His stand, perfect in His help, purpose, in the hope that He gives us. He is perfect in every essence, every fiber, praise God, and He sends into our being to help us to be just like Him.
Amen.
Amen. We have to accept Him, young. We have to realize He manifests Himself to us so that we can see Him as He is. So that we can realize one day, in a little place called Stony Fort Baptist Church in 2019, praise God, that He is real and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, that He's in heaven, praise God, to make intercession for you and I and give us the strength, the help, and the hope that we need.
Amen.
Amen. To finish this course that we've been set on. Everybody here today's got a course. Everybody here today's got a direction that God wants you to go. We just need to find that direction, praise God, and go with God. Amen. Allowing the Lord to help us. Amen. Because He's there. He's in heaven. He's there for us. Amen. How do you know? Because He says in verse 24, He said He is there for us. Amen. He's not there for Himself. There was nothing based on self in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not a selfish person. That's why we couldn't be sinned for somebody else, because we're too selfish. We wouldn't want to tarnish ourselves. We're selfish. Amen. But Jesus Christ didn't have a selfish bone in His body. Everything He did, praise God, His death, burial, His resurrection, His ascension, it was every bit for us. Amen. He didn't do it for Himself. He did it for us, praise God, that we might be glorified with Him one day. Amen. Glory to God. Can you imagine one day when we get... I've been preaching a whole lot on Wednesday night about that. I tell you, I just can't get over what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. Amen. It's going to be a marvelous thing when we get to heaven, praise God, and we can see the magnificence there. But I preached a night on John, praise God, the things that he didn't see there. The heartache and the anguish and the tears and the sorrow and the crippled and the maimed and the dying and the death. He said, I looked around and there was none of that there. Glory to God, that ought to make a cold Baptist shout. Think about what we don't have to deal with. We'll never see when we get to the other side of Jesus Christ through the manifestation of Himself in the past and in the present and in the future, praise God. We have hope today.
Amen.
Amen. We got a hope, praise the Lord, that's literally out of this world. Amen. It's beyond any expectation that we could ever have. Amen. And we have a great high priest that's there for us. He is there as our high priest. We see in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 11. In verse 12, he said, and every high priest standeth daily ministering, offering oft time the same sacrifice, watch this, which can never take away sins. But this man, who? Jesus. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. Praise God. This one man, after one offering, one sacrifice, forever sat down at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. Why could he do that? Because in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Praise God. He said at one time, by himself, praise God, through the power of his might, glory to God, he purged our sins and sat down at the right hand, the power side of God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He's not no weakling. We see him a lot of times painting these pictures as some little weakling, frail, hippie looking feller. I want to say, glory be to God. Our Lord and Savior was an almighty Savior.
Amen.
He was a man's man. Praise God. He'd be the kind of man that you'd want your daughters to meet up and fall in love with. Amen. Amen. He knew what love was. He knew compassion. He knew caring. He knows all about us. And everything, praise God, about him is to bring joy and peace and happiness to our life.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why he's there. Amen. Be our great high priest. And not only that, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 through 14, said it pleads the sacrifice of himself, and it's accepted. Amen. He said, Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. He's not of this side of creation. Praise God. He was on the other side before there ever was a creation. He was the Christ of God who said in the beginning when they looked around and realized that somebody had to go. Jesus raised his hand. He volunteered. He stepped forward. He said, Father, I'll go and I'll be that price of sin. I'll be that one that'll pay the sin debt. I'll be the one that'll live and bleed and die. I'll be the one that'll rise up victorious over death and the grave. And because he did, praise God, we can also.
Amen.
Praise God. There's nothing going to hold us down, glory to God, when we're firmly settled in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Amen.
He keeps lifting us up, praise God. Devil like to beat us down, but praise God, he's not of this creation. He's not of this world. He said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for who? Us. Amen. Eternal redemption for... I feel sorry for these folks that think you can get saved and lost and saved time and time again. I just have to think that I was going down the road and I messed up. I failed, praise God, within my flesh. I ended up lost and ended up hell without an opportunity to repent. But I thank God that when I asked Jesus, forgive me of my sins, he who had became sin for me, he came into my heart, praise God, took my sinfulness upon himself and allowed me the liberty to be free in Lord Jesus Christ. You say, give you liberty to sin. I know he took me out of my sin, praise God. Put my feet upon a solid foundation. Began to show me the path of righteousness for his name's sake, that I could live unto him all the days of my life, so I could finish victorious, shouting the praises of God. Amen. You know what I'm talking about this morning? You know what Jesus done for you on the cross of Calvary? You remember the day that he saved you? You remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God come to where you was at, sitting on a pew or laying in a bed or hanging out in a closet somewhere, trying to get a hold of God, and the Holy Ghost of God come to where you was at. The Holy Ghost of God spoke to you. Told you was an old sinner in need of a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. You bowed your head before thrice holy God. And you said, Lord, tears are running, streaming down your face. Amen. That's what happened for me. At an old-fashioned altar, I said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Amen. And praise God, he just reached down them great big loving arms, scooped me up. Glory be to God. He lifted me up, praise God. And he started bringing me out. I'm not perfect yet. I'm not finished yet. But I'm still in the potter's hands, on the potter's wheel. And he's making me unto perfection. Praise God. Working all the lumps and the bumps and the cracks out of me. Praise God. And one day in a little while, he'll present me. He'll present you unto himself without spot or blemish.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's the hope we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in him. Amen. I'm not talking about a religious crowd. There's a lot of religious around. Religion's taking more people to hell than anything there is. Amen. We want to blame it on the atheist and the ungodly. Praise God. I tell you what's destroying homes and life is religious people. Amen. I'm not talking about religion. Religion won't save you. Going through a form and a fashion. But I want to say the Holy Ghost of God living down in your heart, it'll save you, praise God, by God's marvelous grace and put you on the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen.
Doing that's right, even when the flesh don't agree with it. Amen. Hey, listen to me. But you young people, look up here at me. Look up Pastor Jeff a minute. Amen. When God was trying to show you to do right, and your flesh wants to try to take you wrong, praise God, you need to listen to God. Your flesh won't like doing right. Mom and Daddy don't have to teach you to sin. Amen. It don't take no time to when you start to grow up that you begin to tell little lies. Mom and Daddy don't teach you to tell lies. You say, well, preacher, why did I do it? Because it's this old flesh that we live in. It's trying to cover for itself. But I want to say, praise God, on the authority of God's Word, He gives us a covering in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that'll be our covering of righteousness to do right according to God's plan.
Amen.
Amen. As old Brother Bill, you say, it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now.
Amen.
Time to get our heads screwed on right, youngins. Time to get a hold of God and godliness. And listen, if you get somewhere and your teachers, your family, somebody tries to tell you things that's contrary to the Word of God, just look them in the beak and the bill and say, you know what? That's not right.
Yeah.
Amen. When they ask you, well, how do you know? Say, because God says so.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We're living a day and hour. We think it's okay. They stand and give a round of applause when they say they're going to kill babies after they're born. Infanticide, killing little babies after they're born. It's under, and people stand up and applaud that. How wicked and sinful have we become? God help us today to be steadfast in the truth, realizing that all life in the eyes of God is sanctified. It's right, praise God. It's sacred. It's the word we're looking for. It's sacred in the eyes of God. Bible said these little children are a heritage of the Lord.
Amen.
How much of our heritage have we killed? You know what kills me? They say, well, we got to have all these illegals coming in here because we got to have somebody to do these jobs. I want to say, praise God, we had a whole workforce that was lined, could have been lined up to do those jobs if we hadn't have killed them. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like it when you preach like it. I pray God, the devil don't either. So I guess you just fit in with his crowd. But I'm telling you what, praise God, there's a God of heaven's getting tired of this mess, praise God. He's designed stuff to be right in the future, in the past and in the present, praise God. And he wants stuff to be right in the future. He started his part right. In the beginning, God, amen, created the heavens and the earth. Amen. God started his part. He's doing his part right. We've just got to come along and do ours. But he offered himself a sacrifice. Amen. And he's in the presence of the Father as an assurance that we can have in him. Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24. He said, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Who is this man? Jesus. Amen. An unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. You know, a preacher, there's plenty of ways to get saved. Praise God. Jesus said there's only one way. He said, we come to God by Jesus. I mean, it's the only way you get in. You can't pray your way in. You can't get in. Praise God. You come when the Holy Ghost of God deal your heart. If the Holy Ghost of God don't deal your heart, you're lost.
Amen.
You're not saved. The Holy Ghost of God deals in your heart and shows you that you need to be saved. Amen. You can't be saved. You realize you're a sinner. Amen. We got people filling church pews today, religious people that's lost. They're lost because they've never been born again. They've never been saved. They've never had a birth from above. Some man is a pat them on the head and said, "You're saved." I want to say, it's not my place to tell anybody they're saved. Amen? I'll never take one of these little youngins when they pray and tell them they're saved. I'll ask them what God did for them, what they asked Jesus for them, and what they think God did, but I'll never tell them they're saved. That's between them and God. The only person knows that you're saved, praise God, is you and God.
Amen.
Amen. And if you're truly born again, I believe you'll want to tell it. Amen. I believe you and God know, and I believe you want to tell it wherever you go. Amen. I couldn't wait, and I got saved. I called everybody I had a phone number for. Amen. That's back when we used to have to memorize phone numbers. Now you don't memorize no phone number. You punch them into your cell phone, and you can't. I don't even know what my daughter and my son's phone number is. Honestly, I hate to say it, but I don't. They're programmed my phone. I just hit speed dial, and there they are. But I used to, when you had to dial the number up, praise God, I called everybody I could remember, I could think of, praise God, and told them, said, "Jesus, save me," praise God. I rejoiced for days. I'm still rejoicing, praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus saved me, praise God. I'm not lost no more. I'm on my way to heaven, praise God. I've been saved by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
He lives in my heart. Goes with me everywhere I go. Amen. But He said He's in the presence of God. Amen. He said, "This man, because he continues ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Amen. He said what he's doing is living to make intercession for those that'll come to him. He's our interceder. He's our mediator between us and God.
Amen.
What are you saying, Pastor? I say, well, just because when Jesus ascended up to heaven, he didn't quit working.
Right.
Amen. We'll come to church, we'll get saved, and we'll say, "Well, I'm in." And then we'll sit on a pew for 55, 60, 70, 80 years, amen, waiting on God to come get us, take us home. Amen. Where do you find that in the Bible? That's not the Word of God. He said, we come get saved, praise God, to get in, become minister. He said, the fields are white already to harvest. Hey, folks just like you that need to be saved, and we need to be telling them about how good God is. Need to be telling them what Jesus has done for us. How He saved me by His marvelous grace. From my sinfulness, praise God. Save me unto Himself, praise God. At high calling in the Lord Jesus Christ. So He's He's in the presence of the Heavenly Father to make intercession for you and me, praise the Lord. But what about the future? Now we've seen the past, we've seen the present, but what about the future? Amen. In Hebrews chapter 9 and 28, He said He's coming to earth again. He said the second time. Amen. Praise God, He came for Larry, but He's coming back. Amen. He's coming again, praise God. Are we ready? Are you ready? What if He comes today? What if He comes this afternoon? Or what if He comes before church service tonight? Where would He find us if He comes? Will He find faith, praise God, in this world when He comes? Will He find you faithful, serving the Lord, trying to do something, telling somebody about Jesus? In this thing, praise God, in the duration, fighting a good fight of faith. Amen, praise God. He said he went up to hell, He sent it up, and He's coming again. You remember the story in Acts chapter 1? When He went up on the Mount of Olives, and He went up with the disciples, all of them went up with Him. And that while He was there, and the Bible says when He had spoken, Acts chapter 1 and verse 9, when He had spoken these things while they beheld, now the things he said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, verse 8, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. He said, you need to be witnesses of what you're seeing. He said, what you've seen of me, praise God, you need to tell it everywhere you go.
Amen.
You know, preacher, you said, preacher, I don't know how to be a witness. Praise God, just tell about Jesus everywhere you go. Amen. Tell about His death, burial, His resurrection, praise God, His ascension. He's sitting up the right hand of the Father to make intercession, to give us a power and strength because He's all powerful. He has all power in heaven and earth, praise God. And that power He's manifest for you and me. Praise the Lord. And said, when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up and a cloud received Him out of their sight. Verse 9. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, and which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" He said, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Amen. Praise God. He said he's gone and he's gone up. But they said, praise God, just like he went up. Brother Lynn, he's coming again. Hey, praise God. And Bible said in Zechariah, and when his feet hit on the Mount of Olives, it'll cleave in the mist. Living ground glory. Living water to flow from the throne of grace down through that valley. That's dead will be made alive. That's never had any life in it. A dead sea. Praise God. It'll be made alive and fish will thrive. Said men and women, boys and girls will be gathered on the shores of Engedi, catching great fishes out like the ones out of the Mediterranean Sea. Amen. Great big sea bass, Brother Bill. Glory be to God. You got to have one of them old sea reels and rods in order to drag them out on the bank. Hey, glory be to God. Are you talking about a day to come? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He's already prepared that way. He's coming again, praise God. He came once and He's coming again. Why? Because He promised that He would. Amen. You say, what's He coming for in the future? He'll come for those who are looking for Him. Amen. In verse 28, He says, He's coming for those that look for Him, praise God, that seek Him, that desire Him. I wonder this day, are we looking for Jesus to come? Man, we're so busy, aren't we? We're so busy, we ain't got time for nothing. Could it be that we're just really selfish? It's funny. It's a funny thing that we can make time for everything that we want to do. We can accomplish everything that we want to accomplish. But we don't have time for Jesus because we're selfish. We're self-centered. Amen. Instead of being selfless like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was selfless. Praise God. He's coming for those who are ready. He said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, He said, "Be ye therefore ready also." Amen. Jesus is coming for those that are ready. Me and you and I. And He said, therefore, you be ready also. Be ready when Jesus comes. I want to ask you this morning, are you ready? If Jesus comes today, if He comes back today, are you ready to go out of here? Are you ready? You say, well, preacher, I've got some things I need to do. Yeah, number one, be saved. If you've never been saved, never been born again, when He comes, you'll not go. You'll be left behind. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks that'll be left behind. Wives will be gone. Children will be gone. Daddies will be left behind. Children will be gone. Daddies will be gone. Mamas will be left behind. Mamas and daddies will be gone, praise God. But the children will be left behind because our priorities are messed up. We're not thinking about what's needed, praise God, for the future. We'll prepare for the future. We'll prepare children for the future. And we'll leave God out. Yeah. Amen. What we need to do is educate them in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Put God in them and the fear of God and godliness in their life. And be ready when He comes. Amen. You say, preacher, well, I should be correct. Because it says His coming is sudden. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2 said, He's coming as a thief. Thief hits you when you least expect it. Amen. If you knew He was coming, you'd have the doors locked. Have your shotgun out and you'd be ready, expecting Him. Amen. But He said He's coming as a thief. He'll come when you least expect it. The Lord's coming. Are you ready? Are you expecting? Are you looking for Him to come? Praise God. That's who He's going to. He's going to come suddenly. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise God. And suddenly, like that thief, when we're not looking for Him, we're not expecting Him. There's a whole lot of people sitting in our Baptist churches today, fundamental independent Bible believing churches, sitting here and you don't even think about Jesus coming back at any time. I mean, He could come back any minute. Amen. There's nothing, as far as I can see in the Word of God, there's nothing that has to be fulfilled for Him to come back. Everything's playing right in the track. Everything's right on track for Jesus to step out, praise God, and come. Amen. Coming suddenly, unexpected. Are we ready today? That's what we got to ask ourselves. Are we ready if Jesus comes right now? The question is, where would you spend eternity? Amen. That's the choices we're making. That's a choice that we make. Where we spend eternity. The soul of man never dies. Hello? When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen? I've got that on a thing on my desk at the home. When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies. Because that soul that belongs to God, that eternal soul, praise God, it goes back to God who give it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It goes back to Him, praise God. The moment our life's breath leaves our body, praise God, we'll take the next one in glory if you're saved. Amen. Praise God. We get the cheap death. Praise God. You say, preacher, death won't get us, praise God. No, death don't get you, praise God. Jesus does if you're saved. The devil does if you're not. Amen. End up in hell. Praise God, in the fires where the fire and the smoke and the brimstone is there, and your worm dieth not. They're weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. You'll go there as an intruder. But praise God, if we go to heaven through trusting Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll go there victorious in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's coming suddenly, He's coming with victory. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, said He's coming with the voice of an archangel and a trumpet of God. Voice of an archangel, trumpet of God, that's a symbol of victory. Praise God. So Jesus comes back. He's not coming to bleed and die, praise God. He's coming as a conquering victorer.
Amen.
One that's already won, praise the Lord. The Lord mighty. Amen. Praise God. He's coming again, coming as a victor. And He'll come with judgment for those who are not ready. In 1 Thessalonians verse and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7 and 8, in verse 7 he said in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm going to come with vengeance upon them. Why? Because we've denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What'll send you to hell, preacher? What'll send you to hell, rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. It's not what you do. It's not what you've done. It's what Jesus done for you, and you've denying and rejecting what He's done for you. But He said in the future He's coming, praise God, and He's coming for you, and He's coming for me. He's coming to take us to be with Him where He is. He's coming to take us to be with Him in a place that's eternal. He said He'll come take us to Him eternally. In John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. And said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. He said, I'm preparing you an eternal place for an eternal life with an eternal God. Are you ready to receive your prize? Amen. Are you ready? If I had this box here, you haven't looked in it. If I said, Brother Larry, I've got $1 million in this box. And the Lord laid it on my heart to give this to you. And if he didn't take it, it'd never do him no good. Amen. But I say, this $1 million, it's yours. Would you like to have it? Look at there. What did he do? He reached out and took hold of it. Well, Jesus Christ Himself died for our sins on the cross. It's worth more than $1 million. It's worth more than you could ever imagine. It's eternal. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I offer you eternal life in me if you'll just receive what I have for you. And so you reach out. I reached out, and I took it. Amen. I said, Lord, I accept it. I believe it. I'm with every fiber of my believing. I believe that You lived, You bled, You died for my sins, and You got up, praise God, victorious over death. And because You did, I can too. Amen. I'm not worried about dying, praise God. I just do my best to live according to my blessed Savior, praise the Lord, because He's coming again to receive me unto Himself, to give me that help that I need. But praise God, it's eternal with Him in heaven. Praise God, He's made that place for you and I. Amen. He's coming, not only is He coming being eternal, but He's coming to unite us with all our loved ones that's gone on before. I thought about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, how the Lord has promised us chapter 4, verse 16, 17. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's those that's already gone on. That's all those that we've planted the choke chest in the cemetery looking for the glorious day of the resurrection. Amen. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. He said, we have that blessed hope that we're going to be, at one day in just a little while, we're all going to be reunited over in heaven. We've got a blessed Holy Ghost reunion day coming up ahead of us in just a little while, in our future. That we've seen the past, we've seen the present, we know the future. And the future holds such great, marvelous things, we can't even begin to imagine what it's going to be like when we get there. But God says, I've got these things, praise God. He said, I have them. And I have them for you. I have them to offer to you, to give to you. He said, I'll not hold them back. I'll not hold them back from you. He said, if you want it, he said, I've got it for you. I'll give it to you, praise God, if you'll just be partakers in it. Amen. The appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, the right hand of the Father. Amen. The future appearance of Him when He comes to earth. Amen. We recognize the work that was accomplished on Calvary. Amen. At His first coming. And He's appearing, praise God, when He comes to put away our sins. Amen, once and for all. Amen. Cleanse us from our sin. I want to ask you this morning, have you allowed Jesus, have you asked Jesus to come into you and to put away your sins, to get rid of your old sinful life and all that old ungodly stuff that's holding you back, that He might partake and give that you might partake, He might pour into you the holiness of God, the goodness of God, the eternal promises, the peace and the joy that God has for you today. Amen.